Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Celia Ward Wallace is here. Celia is a new friend. She's an internationally recognized women's empowerment and entrepreneurship expert. She founded the global community, the Superfly Sisterhood, and also the Superfly Soulful Business Program and the Soulful Coaching Academy. You're starting to get the picture. And she's the author of a new book called A Woman's Guide to Having It All, Life Lessons to Live By. And that's what we're going to talk about. Celia Ward Wallace, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be with you guys this morning.
Good to have you here, Celia, and congratulations on your work on behalf of women. My audience knows that this is a very important topic to me. I've been advocating for women in business. Every breath I draw here on this show is for all people who want to start and run and grow their businesses. And I've done a whole lot of programming just focused on women, like the one we're going to have today. Now, guys, see, I always tell the guys that even though this sounds like we're talking about women, they need to pay attention because they need to know what you guys are up to.
They do need to pay attention. I'm going to tell them right now that my information is for everybody. It can change your life if you stick around and listen to us. And my husband always says to me, he's like, why did you make your book A Woman's Guide to Having It All? This information is for men, too. They need to know it. And I said, I know, honey, but there's something called marketing.
Well, exactly.
You have to have a niche.
Well, sometimes women like to have their own stuff. I know that, right? So I think that was smart. But I do notice in some of the areas that you talk about that are what holds people back, where they get in their own way, many of them are neutral gender. They're not neutral gender. They're not male or female. And some of them are. And we're going to talk about those. The big 800 pound elephant in the living room for women. The thing that holds them back, that causes them where they get in their own way, and it is more particular to women than it is to men, is lack of confidence. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, lack of confidence for sure is the number one. It's always the number one thing I talk about. And when you start a business, you have to be confident. You have to even coach yourself to be confident if you're not, because you have to get up each and every day and get your hustle on and put forth your message and believe in your work. But what happens is, especially for women, is they don't have as much experience as men doing this thing called business, also being in positions of power.
So, well, they also don't have as much experience getting rejected. By the time I was 17 years old, I'd been turned down by 25 or 30 girls on the phone. Right?
Well, that is true, but in terms of the
good news is I called 40 and four of them said yes. But my point is, no, there's something to this, isn't there?
Yeah, well, your point about asking women out on dates is a perfect example. Because you've had a lot more experience going for it and making, you know, failing and having
yes.
success and building your confidence through that. And that's what we have to do. We have to be willing to get out there, believe in our mission, believe in ourselves. That's the only way that we're going to continue to be successful.
Well, and this confidence thing is a really complicated issue that deserves to be talked about, because I've been saying for a while now, Celia, and I'd like your thoughts on this, that one of the things women need to do is look for their confidence in critical mass areas, not in things that are not important, like clothes and like makeup and like hair. And the reason I'm saying this is, no man ever said, I'm wearing this suit because it makes me more confident. I feel more confident in this suit. You and I both know women do that. Women they want to be confident in the way they look. No man ever did that. It's not that we don't want to look nice. It's just that we don't dwell on that for our confidence. What we dwell on for our confidence is whether we can deliver or not.
Yeah, well, this is one of the examples where we have to agree that women and men are different, and women do love to look good, and I think anything that you can do that's going to make you feel confident, you should do. So,
but here's my point, Celia, if a woman is completely confident, I mean, she's completely qualified to do the job, but she feels a little less confident because her clothes aren't right, then she's derailing herself. A man wouldn't do that.
I completely understand, and that's where we come into the socialization about women being valued for their looks and for their external appearance, and that's why women have to work on their inside. That's why we have to work on
right.
the mindset behind being confident and reprogramming those negative thoughts that we have.
Mm-hmm. I told a woman this one time, I said, men don't look in their closet and go through a lot of pain picking just the right thing out to make a presentation. And she was surprised that we didn't do that.
I can say if you've listened to the name of my groups and my programs, they're a little bit sassy, they're a little bit soul, and I love my clothes and I love what I look like. If you look me up online, you're going to say that's one beautiful woman. So I definitely think that my looks and my professional appearance help me, but they wouldn't help me if I wasn't phenomenal at what I do. And I wouldn't feel confident just based on my looks. I feel confident because I know in my soul I'm doing the work I'm supposed to be on the
planet. That's exactly right. That's where you should start with that. Start with what you can deliver and then improve it with your appearance. I agree with that. Start with your critical mass, not with what's on the outside. Start with what's on the inside,
Absolutely.
Not what's on the outside. That's the point I'm trying to make.
I got you. Tell all those men out there in the world to stop ogling these women and start asking them what they think.
Don't blame men for this. This is on women. Women are their own worst enemy when it comes to this kind of thing. All right, fear of failure. Men are more likely to be less likely to fear failure than women. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that in general, fear of failure is a huge issue with everybody, and possibly with women more than men. And getting back to that issue of having more experience with it, but the main thing is that we all have been taught to be perfectionists and to not fail. That failure mm-hmm. is like this super negative thing. When in reality, you know, and I know, you want to fail fast and fail often. The more
That's
that
right.
you fail, the more you get the feedback of what's working and what's not working so that you can make the adjustment,
right.
refine, and make your business better,
Celia,
stronger, and more
Celia,
sustainable.
Celia, I need your website quickly.
CeliaWardWallace.com.
Check it out. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.